بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karim, today we want to talk about a rather interesting topic, and this is about whether in Islam we are allowed to pay money to buy our prayers and fast, or, for example, to pay money in order to make a kind of retribution or expiation for our prayers and fast, or pay money to someone in order to do fasting and prayer for us or instead of us. So is a religious act possible through giving money, Sheikh?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You know, as long as a person is alive, no one is allowed to ask other people to do the obligations on their behalf. So as long as you're alive, you cannot ask another person to say your prayer, whether you are going to pay them or not. As long as you're alive, you cannot pay another person. You cannot ask another person to fast on your behalf, whether you are going to pay him or not. So when you're talking about what is known as istijari prayer or fasting, we are talking about a person who has passed away. So basically, we are talking about a mayyit, a diseased person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when someone passes away, of course, there might be differences of ideas among the scholars, but the major and the most famous fatwa and verdict here is that if the parents, they have some missed prayers and fastings, it is the duty of the elder son to say those prayers and fast the missed fastings.
Okay.
And if it's not possible, then they are required to ask other people to say those missed prayers and fast the missed fastings.
All right.
And in case they are asking for money, then they are paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said that, we are talking about a person who has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They are not able to say the missed prayers and do the missed fastings.
Right.
It is the duty of the elder son. If not possible, then some people might do that. And if they ask for money, they are paid for doing this job.
The daughter cannot do that? The girls?
Anyone can do that.
Anyone can do
but
that.
But
okay.
When we are talking about the obligation, it is upon the elder son.
Elder
but
son.
Other people can do that as well.
And if the elder son is not able, on that time, he has to give money to someone else?
The money is taken from the inheritance of the parents.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. You know, when a person passes away, first and foremost, the debts should be given before, distributing the inheritance remain from him or her. First of all, the deceased debts should be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the debts are to other people, and sometimes we are talking about divine debts.
Okay.
So one of the divine debts is to pay for people to pay, to say the missed prayers and do the missed fastings, and the other obligation must be the homes that the parents did not pay. So when all these debts are due, they are repaid, then the inheritance is given to the inheritor.
In Christianity, we have the concept of buying sins. And also, I think it's taken from the Jewish ones. For example, you go and you pay money in order to be, forgiven by God.
Mm-hmm.
Is this concept the same as that one?
First of all, you know, one of the seven rites of Christianity is called confession. And so, I mean, people go to the church, and basically we are talking about, I mean, Roman Catholic Church. There might be differences in other churches, slight differences. So they confess the sins before the priest, and then they pay some money, and through this confession and paying some money, they believe that they are going to be forgiven. But there are fundamental differences between this idea and what I explained regarding the meat prayer and fastings. First of all, you know that in Christianity, Jesus is believed to be God, and priest is believed to be the representative of Jesus. So on his behalf, he can forgive the sins. But according to the religion of Islam, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forgives the sins.
All right.
So we do not believe even, I mean, we do not ask the Prophet that please forgive my sins. We say only Astaghfirullah. We do not say Astaghfirun Nabi. We do not say that, oh Prophet, forgive my sins.
All right.
We might say that, oh Allah, because of Prophet Muhammad and because of his status, forgive me. But forgiveness is just, I mean, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by no one else.
Okay.
So in the religion of Islam, no one can claim that I'm forgiving you on behalf of God. So it is against the concept of monotheism in the religion of Islam. Second, in Islam, confessing the sins before other people is absolutely rejected. Not only it is rejected, it is something reprimanded. So if you have committed some sins, just you may disclose it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may talk to God. You may talk about your sins and ask for forgiveness.
But even in case you want some counseling or something from someone?
That's another story.
From an olive
even
or something?
In that case, we may not, I mean, reveal everything. We might refer to the whole picture.
Okay.
But to confess the sins before other people, which is against your reputation, is absolutely rejected in the religion of Islam. And it is unlike Christianity, in which they confess before the priest. So this confession before the priest is also rejected in the religion of Islam. In Islam, confession only takes place before God. And then for the sins to be forgiven in Islam, you need to, I mean, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking about the concept of tawbah. You need to abandon the sins. I mean, in Christianity, a person might come to the church this week, and in his or her mind, he has this understanding that I may redo the same sins and come to the church next week. I'm not talking about all the Christians.
All right.
I mean, many Christians may do not think this way. But according to the religion of Islam, tawbah, repentance, takes place if you really are committed not to do that sin anymore. Although in practice you may do again and repent again, but repentance truly happens when, at least at the time of repentance, you are committed not to recommit that sin again. Now, having said that, you see, I mean, there are some fundamental differences between that rite of confession and paying for the sins to be forgiven, and the Islamic teachings in this regard. So, are these two equal? As I mentioned, they are not similar at all. First of all, in Christianity, we are talking about alive people. As I mentioned, in the religion of Islam, as long as you are alive, no one can do your obligations on your behalf. We are talking only about the dead people. A person who has passed away, then the elder son, as I mentioned, one of his obligations is to say the meat prayers and to do the meat fastings. And we may also talk about Hajj, homes, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
So these are two completely different stories. Second, this point is a kind of giving importance to all the debts. whether it is the haqqun nas, the rights of the people, or haqqullah, huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, when a person passes away, the inheritors have no right to distribute the inheritance before giving the rights of the people and rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the deceased person has some debts to the people, then first they should be given. And also, when it comes to divine obligations, if they involve paying money, they first should be given. Then the remaining inheritance would be given to the inheritors. Second, it is the importance of fasting and prayer.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people that salat and sawm, prayer and fasting, are so important that even if you miss them during your life, other people should do that, especially the elder son, after your death. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, it is talking about the significance of the rights of the parents. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a message to the children that you need to be so respectful toward your parents that even when it comes to the missed prayer and fastings, you need to be careful about them. You need to that or ask other people to do them.
And sometimes this action is done through paying sadaqah or making donations or vows or something like that, Sheikh. I mean, some people might commit some sins in the life, so they cannot compensate for that. Instead of that, they go through paying donations or sadaqah or vowing or something like that. Can it be a good compensation for their sins? I mean, for instance, they go after haqqullah and after haqqun nas, okay? They're satisfied, and then they start paying money or donation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, when we do something wrong, we need to make it up, okay? So first of all, when we were talking about the rights of the people, if you have violated the rights of the people, if we are able to do so, we need to go to them and, I mean, to make them happy with us, satisfied with us, if they have wronged them. For example, if I have stolen something from someone, I need to go to him, if I know him, and ask him to forgive me and pay him some money if he asks for his rights.
All right.
And when it comes to rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to do my obligations. I cannot claim that, okay, I have missed the prayer, now I pay sadaqah. No, you need to say your prayer as qaza. You need to do your fasting as qaza, and so on and so forth. But in cases, for example, I do not, when it comes to rights of the people, I know that, for example, in the past, I have violated the rights of some people, but now I do not have access to them. Now, in this case, I have several options. One of them is that I do righteous actions and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the reward to those people.
Okay.
Or I may pay charity on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only for the rich people. One may argue that, okay, it's only for the rich people. No, this is not only for the rich people. If you are poor, if you do not have money, you may recite the Quran and give the reward for those people, and so on and so forth. Regarding the question of, the parents, when they pass away, and the fact that the elder son should do those actions, or other people, and sometimes we need to pay money to people to say the prayers and do the fasting, the point is that one may argue that it was the good job of the parents who raise good children so that the children are careful about this point when they pass away. Okay, this is an obligation, but many children might be negligent about this obligation. When the parents pass away and they have some missed prayers and fasting, they may just be negligent. Neither themselves do that, nor they ask other people to do that. So my point is that if the children are ready willingly to do that, it means that this is the result of the good upbringing by the parents. So in this case, we are also talking a good action of the parents, the result of which is manifested even after death. This is the result of their own action. So having said that, we see that there are many fundamental differences between this and what is done in at least some churches in case of confession and paying some money for the forgiveness of some sins.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Karimi. Very nice elaboration regarding this concept, buying and paying the money for the sins and buying prayers and fast. Is it an influence from Christianity or not? As you say, it was not. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن